automobile with two bench seats, and then it has a gate at the back that you could open up. You know, the back end sort of, the very back end sort of flips down. It has a window in the back. It's got a lot of room.
No, that's an old, no, crap, I don't know what you call them cars.
They're real long. They've got...
Station wagons?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know what you're talking about. Station wagon, yeah.
Okay, you already mentioned the van truck. What kind of small trucks might bring small items to your house? What do you call those? Say a flower.
Yeah, a flower truck. It's a van truck.
You call those van trucks too?
Mm-hmm.
What about larger ones?
Like a bread truck.
Yeah.
It's called bread. It's still a van truck to me.
Truck to you.
Yeah, all of them are van.
And then what about small trucks that are open in the back?
Oh, pickup.
Okay. And let's see. What kinds of public transportation do they have here?
City bus.
Is that it?
Is it?
Did you ever have a...
street cars. Oh, man, yeah, we used to have street cars.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, years ago, before the buses come in.
Yeah.
I used to ride a street car.
Yeah.
So then.
How much did it cost then?
Nickel.
Yeah. How much are the buses here now?
About 40, 45 cents, I think. I'm not sure. I don't ride a bus. I haven't ridden a bus in years.
Okay. Where's the speedometer on your car?
On the dash.
Let's see. What about, what would you call the top? First of all, you have all the little...
Instrument panel.
Okay, instrument panel. Mm-hmm. Then what about the top that goes along? You know, here's
that'd be your dash, really. The instrument panel where your speedometer's at.
Okay.
And your dash is up on top.
And how about the little thing? It's usually, it's on the right-hand side.
Glove compartment.
Okay. What is something that you might wrap around several maps to keep them together? It stretches.
Rubber band.
Okay. And let's see, what's this thing?
Paper clip.
Little metal thing, okay. Where do you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk of an automobile.
Okay.
Under the bed of a pickup.
Okay. What do you push to make the car go?
Accelerator pedal.
Okay. How do you shift gears in the car with that automatic transmission?
Push your clutch in.
What do you call that whole thing?
Clutch all you.
If you were making a distinction between a car that was automatic and one that wasn't.
Gear shift lever.
Okay. Are there different kinds of
gear shift lever? Yeah, floor shift and steering column shift.
Steering column. Okay. If you're driving through a residential district where you have to go really slow, the city has made sort of.
Speed bumps.
Yeah. Okay, you call them speed bumps? Okay.
Alright.
Okay,
what?
I've already asked you about the fire truck. Tell me about the difference between the fire truck that is used to pump water and the ones that have ladders on them.
Alright, the one that pumps water.
Yeah.
It's a truck, just like anything. A truck only. It's geared. It's got a pump. That works off of power takeoff. Put your drive engine out of gear, put your pump
out of gear,
and you engage your power takeoff unit, that runs the pumps while it sits still, and that pumps the water. Water goes in a big 4.5-inch outlet, inlet, comes out a 2.5-inch outlet. And it's just a pump. When that engine is stopped, out of gear, and the brakes pulled up on it, and it's pumping, all it is a pump. Just sitting there, just a gasoline-driven pump sitting there. Now, and it carries the hose on it that you have to fight the fire with, the hook onto the pumps to reach to the house, to reach to the fire.
Okay.
That's just about described what a fire engine is, and I call it a fire pump.
I see, yeah.
It's the same difference, same thing.
I see. How about the ones with ladders on them?
All right, now the ladder company